Plain and Precious Truths. We are blessed to have Latter-day Scripture as well as the Bible to teach us about and testify of Jesus Christ. Below are 25 truths about the Savior with corresponding scriptures and teachings of Latter-day prophets. This chart is not a comprehensive list of teachings on these topics. For more on these topics, see The Living Christ, The Testimony of the Apostles, on page 42 of this issue. Doctrine 1. The Father, Son, and Holy Ghost are three separate and distinct personages. 2. The Father and Son have bodies of flesh and bones. The Holy Ghost is a personage of spirit. 3. The three members of the Godhead are perfectly united in purpose. 4. God's work and glory is to bring to pass the immortality and eternal life of man. 5. Jesus Christ was in the beginning with the Father and is the firstborn. 6. In the premortal world, Heavenly Father chose Jesus Christ to be the Savior. 7. Under the direction of His Father, Jesus was the Creator of the earth. 8. Jesus Christ is Jehovah of the Old Testament. 9. Jesus is the only begotten of the Father in the flesh. 10. Jesus is the perfect example for humankind. 11. When the Lord began His mortal ministry, He established His church. 12. The Savior gave His life to atone for the sins of all humankind. 13. Jesus alone was able to pay the penalty for our sins. 14. Jesus has broken the bands of death. 15. Jesus is the Savior and Redeemer of the world. 16. Jesus is the Messiah of the New Testament. 17. The Lord ministered among His other sheep in the ancient Americas. 18. Jesus is our mediator and advocate with the Father. 19. The Lord is the light and the life of the world. 20. Jesus can succor His people according to their infirmities. 21. The Savior can change human nature. 22. The Lord has restored His original church in the latter days. 23. Jesus directs His church through His chosen prophets. 24. Jesus will someday return to earth. 25. The Lord will judge the world in righteousness. From the Bible. There are three that bear record in heaven: the Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost, and these three are one. 1 John chapter 5, verse 7. See also Matthew chapter 3, verses 16 and 17, and Acts chapter 7, verse 55. Handle me and see, for a spirit hath not flesh and bones, as ye see me have. Luke chapter 24, verse 39. See also Genesis chapter 5, verse 1, John chapter 14, verse 9, and Philippians chapter 3, verse 21. Holy Father, keep through Thine own name those whom Thou hast given me, that they may be one, as we are. John chapter 17, verse 11. But is now made manifest by the appearing of our Savior Jesus Christ, who hath abolished death, and hath brought life and immortality to light through the gospel. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 10. See also John chapter 3, verses 16 and 17. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 22, and Hebrews chapter 9, verses 11 and 12, and verse 28. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. John chapter 1, verses 1 and 2. See also Romans chapter 8, verse 29, and Hebrews chapter 1, verses 5 and 6. Christ was foreordained before the foundation of the world, but was manifest in these last times for you. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 20. See also Revelation chapter 13, verse 8. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. John chapter 1, verse 3. See also Isaiah chapter 40, verse 28, and Colossians chapter 1, verse 16. Jesus said unto them, Verily, verily, I say unto you, before Abraham was, I am. John chapter 8, verse 58. See also Genesis chapter 22, verse 14, and 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 1 through 4. And the Word was made flesh, and dwelt among us. And we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John chapter 1, verse 14. See also John chapter 3, verse 16. For I have given you an example, that ye should do as I have done to you. John chapter 13, verse 15. Also 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 21. And he gave some apostles, and some prophets, and some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers, for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. Ephesians chapter 4, verses 11 and 12. See also Matthew chapter 16, verse 18, and Luke chapter 6, verse 13. This is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many for the remission of sins. Matthew chapter 26, verse 28. See also Isaiah chapter 53, verses 5 and 6, and 1 John chapter 2, verses 1 and 2. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men, whereby we must be saved. Acts chapter 4, verse 12. But now is Christ risen from the dead, and become the first fruits of them that slept. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 20. See also John chapter 14, verse 19, and 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 54. And we have seen and do testify that the Father sent the Son to be the Savior of the world. 1 John chapter 4, verse 14. See also Luke chapter 2, verse 11. The woman saith unto him, I know that Messiah cometh, which is called Christ. When he is come, he will tell us all things. Jesus saith unto her, I that speak unto thee am he. John chapter 4, verses 25 and 26. See also Luke chapter 4, verses 16 through 21. Other sheep I have, which are not of this fold, them also I must bring, and they shall hear my voice, and there shall be one fold and one shepherd. John chapter 10, verse 16. For there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus. 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 5. See also 1 John chapter 2, verse 1. Then spake Jesus again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. John chapter 8, verse 12. See also Psalm 27, verse 1, and John chapter 1, verse 9. For in that he himself hath suffered being tempted, he is able to succor them that are tempted. Hebrews chapter 2, verse 18. See also Isaiah chapter 53, verse 5. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. See also 1 John chapter 5, verse 4. And he shall send Jesus Christ, which before was preached unto you, whom the heavens must receive until the times of restitution of all things, which God hath spoken by the mouth of all his holy prophets since the world began. Acts chapter 3, verses 20 and 21. See also Matthew chapter 17, verse 11. Ye are built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 20. This same Jesus, which is taken up from you into heaven, shall so come in like manner as ye have seen him go into heaven. Acts chapter 1, verse 11. See also 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 16, and Revelation chapter 1, verse 7. He hath appointed a day in which he will judge the world in righteousness. Acts chapter 17, verse 31. See also Psalm 9, verse 8, and Isaiah chapter 11, verses 3 and 4. From Latter-day Scripture and Prophets. I have always declared God to be a distinct personage, Jesus Christ a separate and distinct personage from God the Father, and that the Holy Ghost was a distinct personage and a spirit. And these three constitute three distinct personages and three gods. Joseph Smith, Teachings of Presidents of the Church, Joseph Smith, 2007, pages 41 and 42. The Father has a body of flesh and bones as tangible as man's. The Son also. But the Holy Ghost has not a body of flesh and bones, but is a personage of spirit. Were it not so, the Holy Ghost could not dwell in us. Doctrine and Covenant, section 130, verse 22. See also 3 Nephi chapter 11, verses 13 through 15. They are distinct beings, but they are one in purpose and effort. They are united as one in bringing to pass the grand divine plan for the salvation and exaltation of the children of God. Gordon B. Hinckley in These Three I Believe, Liahona and Ensign, July 2006, page 8. See also 3 Nephi, chapter 11, verse 27. For behold, this is my work and my glory, to bring to pass the immortality and eternal life of man. Moses chapter 1, verse 39. See also Doctrine and Covenant, section 29, verse 43. I was in the beginning with the Father, and am the firstborn. Doctrine and Covenant, section 93, verse 21. See also 3 Nephi, chapter 9, verse 15, and Moses, chapter 2, verse 26. My beloved Son, which was my beloved and chosen from the beginning, said unto me, Father, thy will be done, and the glory be thine for ever. Moses, chapter 4, verse 2. See also Ether, chapter 3, verse 14. Behold, I am Jesus Christ, the Son of God. I created the heavens and the earth and all things that in them are. 3 Nephi chapter 9 verse 15. See also Mosiah chapter 3 verse 8 and Moses chapter 1 verse 33. We carry in our hearts a firm and unshakable conviction of the divine mission of the Lord Jesus Christ. He was the great Jehovah of the Old Testament, the Creator who, under the direction of His Father, made all things. Gordon B. Hinckley, A Season for Gratitude, Liahona and Ensign, December 1997, page 4. See also Abraham, chapter 2, verse 8. I know that Jesus Christ shall come, yea, the Son, the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and mercy and truth. And behold, it is He that cometh to take away the sins of the world, yea, the sins of every man who steadfastly believeth on His name. Alma chapter 5, verse 48. See also Alma chapter 9, verse 26, and Doctrine and Covenant, section 93, verse 11. One of the main purposes of our existence is that we might conform to the image and likeness of Him who sojourned in the flesh without blemish, immaculate, pure, and spotless. Christ came not only to atone for the sins of the world, but to set an example before all man and to establish the standard of God's perfection, of God's law, and of obedience to the Father. Joseph F. Smith, Teachings of Presidents of the Church, Joseph F. Smith, 1998, page 151. See also 2 Nephi, chapter 31, verse 16, and 3 Nephi, chapter 18, verse 16. We believe in the same organization that existed in the primitive church, namely apostles, prophets, pastors, teachers, evangelists, and so forth. Article of Faith 6. See also 3 Nephi chapter 12, verse 1. For behold, I, God, have suffered these things for all, that they might not suffer if they would repent, which suffering caused myself, even God, the greatest of all, to tremble because of pain, and to bleed at every pore, and to suffer both body and spirit. And would that I might not drink the bitter cup and shrink. Nevertheless, glory be to the Father, and I partook and finished my preparations unto the children of men. Doctrine and Covenant, section 19, verse 16, and verses 18 and 19. See also 1 Nephi, chapter 11, verses 32 and 33. He was able to accomplish his mission because he was the Son of God, and he possessed the power of God. No mortal being had the power or capability to redeem all other mortals from their lost and fallen condition, nor could any other voluntarily forfeit his life and thereby bring to pass a universal resurrection for all other mortals. Only Jesus Christ was able and willing to accomplish such a redeeming act of love. Ezra Taft Benson, Jesus Christ, Our Savior and Redeemer, Tambuli, December 1990, page 5, Ensign, June 1990, page 4. See also Alma, chapter 34, verses 8 through 10. Now there is a death which is called a temporal death, and the death of Christ shall loose the bands of this temporal death, that all shall be raised from this temporal death. Alma, chapter 11, verse 42. See also Mosiah, chapter 16, verses 7 and 8, and Alma, chapter 22, verse 14. He cometh into the world that he may save all men, if they will hearken unto his voice. For behold, he suffereth the pains of all men, yea, the pains of every living creature, both men, women, and children. 2 Nephi, chapter 9, verse 21. See also Doctrine and Covenant, section 66, verse 1, and Moses, chapter 1, verse 6. Yea, even 600 years from the time that my father left Jerusalem, a prophet would the Lord God raise up among the Jews, even a Messiah, or, in other words, a Savior of the world. 1 Nephi chapter 10, verse 4. See also 2 Nephi chapter 2, verse 26, and Moses chapter 7, verse 53. And verily I say unto you, that ye are they of whom I said, Other sheep I have which are not of this fold. Them also I must bring, and they shall hear my voice, and there shall be one fold and one shepherd. 3 Nephi chapter 15, verse 21. See also 3 Nephi chapter 19, verses 2 and 3, and chapter 26, verses 13 and 15. Lift up your hearts and be glad, for I am in your midst, and am your advocate with a father. Doctrine and Covenant, section 29, verse 5. See also 2 Nephi, chapter 2, verses 27 and 28, and Doctrine and Covenant, section 45, verses 3 through 5. For verily I say unto you that I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the light and life of the world, a light that shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehendeth it not. Doctrine and Covenant, section 45, verse 7. See also Mosiah chapter 16, verse 9, and Doctrine and Covenant, section 12, verse 9. And he will take upon him death, that he may loose the bands of death which bind his people, and he will take upon him their infirmities, that his bowels may be filled with mercy according to the flesh, that he may know according to the flesh how to succor his people according to their infirmities. Alma chapter 7, verse 12. See also Doctrine and Covenant, section 62, verse 1. Marvel not that all mankind, yea, men and women, all nations, kindreds, tongues, and people, must be born again, yea, born of God, changed from their carnal and fallen state to a state of righteousness, being redeemed of God, becoming his sons and daughters. And thus they become new creatures, and unless they do this, they can in no wise inherit the kingdom of God. Mosiah chapter 27, verses 25 and 26. See also Mosiah chapter 5, verses 2 and 7. And Alma chapter 5, verse 14. And also those to whom these commandments were given might have power to lay the foundation of this church and to bring it forth out of obscurity and out of darkness, the only true and living church upon the whole earth, with which I, the Lord, am well pleased. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 1, Verse 30. See also Doctrine and Covenants, Section 20. The head of the church is the Lord Jesus Christ. It is His church, but the earthly head is our prophet. Gordon B. Hinckley, The Church is on Course. Ensign, November 1992, page 53. See also Doctrine and Covenants, Section 21, verses 1 through 5. For I will reveal myself from heaven with power and great glory, with all the host thereof, and will dwell in righteousness with men on earth 1,000 years, and the wicked shall not stand. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 29, verse 11. See also Doctrine and Covenants, Section 34, verse 6, and Moses, Chapter 7, verses 62 through 64. Whoso repenteth and is baptized in my name shall be filled, and if he endureth to the end, behold, him I will hold guiltless before my Father at that day when I shall stand to judge the world. 3 Nephi, Chapter 27, verse 16. See also Doctrine and Covenants, Section 19, verses 1 through 3. End of article, Plain and Precious Truths.